Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hi there. Good morning to you, Gerald. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. CJ wanted me to get you the details of the service and, of course, answer all of your questions. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not too bad.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, of course, this is to get your phone ringing. You know, you're not paying for a lead. You're not chasing down a phone number. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. And of course, when the calls come to you, it's going to be from someone who knows you've been doing this for decades. They can see the quality of the work, before and after photos. They're willing to pay a fair price for the superior work that you do. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be a flat rate. Now, of course, that means, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, and it is going to be a reduced rate because you've been in business for so long. We do prefer to work with established companies. We know you know what you're doing. We know you do quality work. You can handle more jobs and still do that quality work that you've been doing for years and years and years. In this case, you're actually going to save 50% off the normal cost of the service. Every month you keep the service, you'll save $300. It brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 to just $299. That $299 would be an exact amount. You're not paying per lead, like I said. You're also not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. Now, you're going to reach a lot more people. I know that you did, from Joseph's, CJ's notes here, you tried Angie's. It was kind of a complete failure there, just the one job. You had to drop your price. Now, with this, I mean, not everybody uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're going to use Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. Now, CJ did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for Dunsmore Drywall?
There is, through Facebook.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah. But it's, I don't know. It doesn't seem like I'm getting anything off of that.
So you have a Facebook page. Now, you know, obviously our job is not just to put you where people can see you. It's to give them the reasons to call you. You have to make sure you're getting those calls, that you're getting those jobs. So we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. We can actually promote your Facebook page as well. In fact, we could do Facebook paid ads, a social media campaign for you. It's still going to be included in that flat rate of $299. Now, I'm actually requesting right now from my supervisor to see if we can include a custom website at no additional cost. We do offer our service on a month-to-month basis. We know that a website means more phone calls in general. It also means a higher quality call. Again, someone calling you after seeing your website is someone most likely wanting to hire you for your services. Now, being that it's designed to get calls coming directly to you from people who understand your pricing structure, who are ready to hire you, especially if I can get that website included, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course. I mean, you know, we Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And everyone who finds you there can use you down the road for a different project, recommend you to their friends and family. Now, of course, you will have access to a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, is this strictly for residential customers, or are you taking on commercial work too?
Commercial work.
Commercial
also.
As well. Any particular preference of one over the other?
I've always done a lot more residential. No, but no preference over the other, no.
Right. Just typically in general, you've gotten more residential jobs, but if it flipped the other way around, you'd be perfectly fine with it. A nice even mix would be fine. And that helps us too, because we will do very targeted marketing. You know, we don't draw a big circle around you. You know, 40, 50 miles, we can do that, no problem. We can actually go a little bit farther in a specific direction if you need us to. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. Did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for you?
No, but I would. I mean, I probably won't commit right away. I'm going to get a little bit of advice from one of my family members before I make any decisions right now. But yeah, I mean, I am leaning toward, you know, maybe trying this, but.
So.
Yeah, I'm going to let me think on it for a little while.
Okay. What might be holding you back? I know you had a bad experience with Angie, but I mean, obviously that's not this. So, I mean, is it the cost of the service or how much work you can take on?
No, I can take on as much as that will come, at this point. But
that's good. And you do believe that, you know, listing your business on the first page of Google would generate those phone calls, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're kind of based out of the 47304 zip code?
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of home base for you. You have 40, 50 miles. I'm going to do a search right now just to see what kind of, how much calls, what the type of volume you can expect here. And I'll do 40 miles just to keep it a little bit conservative. And this is strictly for drywall installation, couple of extra. You do stucco?
Yep, stucco and EIFS.
Okay, so
I just use the word, the word stucco because not everyone knows what EIFS is, but it's,
yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Stucco is a term that the general population knows. So I'm doing a search for your services, but I mean, obviously this is not going to pop up everything. It looks like you'll do like acoustic ceiling application, removal, repair. So this is generating it's 9 specific keywords, which is a drop in the bucket. I mean, you could be found for 20 or 30 different things that people can type in, even misspellings, as long as it's, you know, a service that you provide. But these searches typically generate about 75% of the total number of searches. They are the most popular search phrases. In the last 30 days, and this is just a 40-mile radius out of your zip code, in the last 30 days, there was 1,814 searches for those 9 specific search phrases. So obviously, you know, we can add more because people can type in other things that you can be found for and get those phone calls. We can add more because it's only, you know, a 40, not a 50-mile radius. And I'm not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls, though. I mean, obviously. But the people that are on the first page, Google's been very clear, and it always seems to be true. The businesses on the first page, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry, they see from 1% to 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,800 searches. 1% would be 18, 2% would be 36. Again, we can add several more, especially on the high end of that. But if you're getting like 20 or 40, even 50 phone calls a month from someone who will have seen your website before they decided to call you, I mean, you know, obviously even a modest conversion rate is gonna give you that high, that high return on investment. Even just a couple of jobs out of that type of volume, you're gonna see the results that you're looking for.
Right, yep. Okay. Where does 40 miles get me? I mean, what, as far as going, southwest of here or the Indy area, what areas will that pick up? Like,
yeah.
Noblesville.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I don't mind going, I don't like to get in right into Indy.
Okay.
The traffic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to say before. We don't draw a big circle around you. So we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found. And then, you know, if there are places even close to home that you don't want to go, you can tell us that too, and we don't run your ads there. Now, looking back through my notes, Gerald, I actually spoke with you back in July, the last time this position became available. I spoke with you personally, something that you did not move forward with at that time, but you were pretty close then, and I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know Angie was not working then. You weren't making good money.
Yeah.
You kept it, I think, after that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that probably put a bad taste in my mouth there.
It might have.
And
yeah.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, you know, the thing about life is, I mean, we have bad experiences and it makes us gun shy a little bit. It makes us cautious. I mean, obviously that's smart. I mean, you bring your hand on the stove, you're going to be more careful the next time. But at the same time.
Yeah, you're not going to do that again.
Yeah, exactly. Some things we learn the hard way the first time, but it sticks with us and we don't make that same mistake. But I mean, this is completely different. I mean, this is not a lead-based service. I've been doing this a long time. Actually, April 17th will be my 13-year anniversary doing this here at Local Splash.
Okay.
So I have talked to business owners over the years that have tried different things. Most of the people that try things like Angie or Thumbtack, they do see a difficult time. I mean, it's a shared lead system. You get the same lead that goes out to 4 or 6 or 8 of your competitors. You're all chasing down that same person. You might get the lead hours or even days after somebody else does. They might not even answer the phone when you try to call them, or they're looking for, you know, the cheapest guy, or they're looking for a handful of estimates. I mean, By CJ's note, you only got one job. You had to lower your price to get it. And that happens when people are expecting multiple contractors to call them, multiple bids. They're looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate for something down the road. Now, Gerald, obviously people aren't going on Google typing in drywall contractor near me to practice their typing. They're doing it because they're looking for somebody to call. Now, you'll also have Facebook ads. You know, you're going to have $100 of Facebook ads. We'll promote your existing Facebook page, and that means, well, that's targeted marketing too. It works a little differently. I mean, on Google or Bing, obviously someone's going in there, they're typing something and they're trying to find something. But when they do that search, your website that will build for you, your Facebook page is going to pop up on the Facebook page of someone in your service area, residential and commercial clients. It's targeted marketing. It's not a coincidence, but it reminds them that they still need to call somebody. It's just another great way to get your name out there, get your phone ringing. Now, it really is designed to get your return on investment even with one good job. And whether you do 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, it's just that flat rate. Now, everyone uses Google. You know, no one says Home Advisor it or Angie's List it, but we Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's content and information at the touch of a couple of buttons. Everybody's got a smartphone in their pocket or purse. And, you know, that's how we conduct our lives. When we need something, we Google it. Now, you've been around long enough to remember the Yellow Pages, and used to be the smart business owners were AAA this or AA that, quadruple A, et cetera, if they had competition trying to do the same thing, because alphabetically, they were trying to get ahead of their competition. They knew that they would get more phone calls that way, because that's how the Yellow Pages worked. Part of that still works the same way. The part where, you know, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy who's available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire. But, I mean, obviously we don't do that search out of the Yellow Pages anymore. We do it on our smartphone. We Google it, and Google doesn't list alphabetically. They list by relevant content. So as a Google Premier partner, we've been doing this since 2004, 21 years of experience, we'll create the content that Google wants to see, get you on that first page, get you right there in front of the people who are looking to find a quality contractor to call and hire, get you those calls, get you those jobs. Now, like I said, going back through the notes here, I talked to you throughout July, really from the end of June into pretty much the end of July, just trying to follow up with you and see if it was something that you wanted to move forward with. You know, certain things were holding you back at that time. But, I mean, at this point, I think it's just kind of like I said, that being gun shy, that having that bad experience with Angie. We can't swear off the things we know are good for us. You know, obviously, you know, like I'm a happily married man, but she's not the first woman I kissed, that's for sure. I had a lot of bad experiences. I had some women who wasted my time and took my money just like Angie did to you. So, I mean, we're not looking to marry you, obviously. It's month to month, but we can earn your business. We can get your phone ringing. I can't wear a black eye for what happened with them, but I've been doing this for a long time, and my clients keep the service. We can do right by your business. Get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, and I know you're going to like it. I did, several minutes ago, get approval for the website to be included. So this will come with not just a one-page landing page that this package normally comes with. It does come with a complete website upgrade. So a fully custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. We can definitely, you know, promote your business in that positive light, put all of the photos on there, and the maintenance and updating of the website's also included. So as we send you a job, you want us to put more photos on there, especially a commercial job to attract more commercial clients, we can update the website. There would never be any additional cost for that.
Okay. All right. So it's month-to-month fees?
Correct.
And I can cancel anytime I want.
You can cancel it anytime. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. If you need to go on vacation, if you want to pause it seasonally, you can do that. We don't charge you when it's paused. We don't charge you after the fact. We also don't take anything down. The one thing we would pause also would be, well, the updating and the content, but everything else stays up, except for the Facebook ads, obviously. The $100 of Facebook ads comes out of that $299, so those Facebook ads are paused too. Now, that's kind of like when you're, let's say, riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill. You're going to stop pedaling because gravity is going to propel you forward. Maybe you pick up speed for a little bit. But you know, after several months, if it's paused for, let's say, 3 or 4 months at a time, let's say over the winter. Maybe eventually for some of the keywords, you'll start to trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately. It doesn't happen quickly after that. But then once we get everything back and going, you're right back where you started from. But we're not going to take anything down if you pause the service. But absolutely, you can cancel at any time.
Okay. All right. Now, what we discussed today, can you kind of, you know, send like some of the guidelines and what we've talked about to my email or something, you know.
Let me do this first. Yeah, this is going to be faster than an email. This is the link to the price page, and I'll get this sent out to you, and then I'll start on an email as well as we're talking here. But this is the pricing page of our website. Again, of course, we are not Google. I mean, if anyone were to call you and tell you they're Google for something like this, they're just telling stories. Google reaches out to businesses, but it's the regional and nationwide chains. You have to be at least 100 locations for Google to contact you directly. But about 10 and a half years ago, Google started a partnership program. We are one of the very first companies to become a Google partner, and it is designed to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment advertising through Google. So we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I sent a link to the pricing page, which is LocalSplash.com/pricing. So, I mean, if you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Let's see. Let me get it opened up here. Okay, yeah, Local Splash, generate 10 times the leads now.
Yeah, so the link that I sent out to you should say, take control of your online presence in big blue letters, get found online, track your success.
Okay, let me go to the, you sent me two, didn't you?
Let's see what was sent out to you just today. Yeah, Local Splash Generate More Business was sent. That was actually sent, yesterday.
Oh, probably yesterday, okay.
Yeah, that looks like that's something that CJ might have sent out to you.
Okay, I got, Premier SEO packages.
So I sent you a text message, but I also, I looked for your email address in my sent emails. This is sent back on June 30th of last year, and it's talking about doing Google Guarantee, which is now Google Verified. That is something we can still do for you. With that, you're paying for individual leads. With Google, it's a very good product here, but with the experience that you had, I want to take it away from the pay-per-lead kind of scenario. I want to do a flat rate here, a product that's going to benefit you tremendously. Now, did you get the text message that I sent out to the pricing page? I'm working on sending you an email right now.
Yeah, I think I'm here right now. The Platinum SEO package.
That's exactly what we're talking about here. Yeah, so it's going to be the Platinum package. It is on our website at $599 a month. So you're still getting the Platinum package, but for the Essential package price. So price is cut in half, $299, not $599. And instead of that optimized landing page, you are going to get a fully custom website. So everything on there, Facebook advertising is included there. Now, if you scroll above that where it says, Google Ads Partner, so if you go just above those packages, you can click on that badge of authenticity where it says Google Premier Partner. It would take you directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. That basically ensures your success as we do get our training and our updates from Google, work directly with Google's backend team, our processes are streamlined and efficient. So you are going to get everything on that platinum package, the SEO content creation, Bing local. You know, about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing. So that's a lot of people overall, especially throughout that 40, 50 mile service area. We want you to get those phone calls. You'll have Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Basically, people search online for what it is that they're trying to figure out. If it's a service that they need to get taken care of and someone to hire, they need to find out how to spell a word. I mean, people don't keep dictionaries anymore. I don't even know if I still have a dictionary because I know I don't need it. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't know where it is if I have one. Because you just type it in your phone as best as you can and you get the right answer. I mean, this morning we're talking to somebody because we have people all over the country really. So my supervisor was asking in our morning meeting, what's the weather where you're like? And someone responded in Celsius and she's like, well, let me Google that and find out how much of that, how hot is that, you know? You type it into Google, you find out what that is in Fahrenheit. I mean, that's what people do these days. They Google it. And having that direct online presence, having a custom website where people can see it, know that you've been doing this quality work for decades, you are going to get phone calls, quality calls from people that are willing to pay your fair price and, you know, recommend to their friends because of the great work that you do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll go ahead and try that $2.99 a month.
It still does more drywall. There's no Inc. Co. or LLC after that, correct?
Right. No, there's not.
And then Dunsmore Drywall at iCloud.com, that's still a good email address for you. And still a service-based business, meaning that you only go to the customer and no one comes to you, right? There's not an address or showroom that you want the public to know about. Obviously,
no.
You will, like I said, promote your Facebook page as well. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step is to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's just like it sounds. I mean, one of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. Helps us to build out that website and create the content necessary for that first-page placement. And then, oh, I did want to do one other thing. That's just to add a little bit of extra security here on your account. It's a simple security question and answer. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they're with Dunsmore Drywall, even if it's you, Gerald, and we recognize your voice, we might ask you for the answer to the security question. If you get any phone calls from someone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local Splash, they would know that information. They would be able to give it to you basically immediately. And if they can't, it's not us. You shouldn't speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. You would not want to entertain that phone call. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City that I'm born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Muncie, Indiana.
Okay, Muncie, you have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then, like I said, it's exactly $2.99. I'm going to go ahead and waive that initial setup fee, kind of help you recoup a little bit of what you lost a little bit there. No setup fee. It's exactly $2.99 as an out-the-door cost. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex Discover, Carol Edwards?
I think it's MasterCard. Let me see here.
Yeah, it's MasterCard.
Gerald, is it first and last, any middle initial, or the business name on there?
Not just first and last.
Okay. You said it was a MasterCard. That should start with the 5, all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Can we put another email for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or can you actually send to 2 different emails?
Sure. I have the Dunsmore Drywall at iCloud.com. And what was that second email?
It's at gdunsmo, D-U-N-S-M-O, 71 at myyahoo.com.
Okay, myyahoo.com.
Yes.
So I have G first, the G for Gerald, and then Dunsmo, D-U-N-S-M-O, 71 at myyahoo.com. Is there an email that you prefer, one that you check more often, one that we should make as the primary? We'll send them to both.
It'll be that one I just give you would be the primary.
Okay, so that's going to be the primary, which is perfect. And then you said that was a MasterCard. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Yep, It is 5463258 7310 7103.
And the expiration month and year?
11/27.
Okay. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
Yep. 520.
520. So I have 520 for the expiration date. I've got 11 of November of 2027 for the expiration date. And then, the card itself was at 5463-2568-7310-7103.
Yes, that's correct.
And does that bill at the
1-1-590
West County Road, 300 North?
Yep.
In Muncie, 47304?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in a couple of minutes, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you have a pen handy or want to type it into your phone, I can give you that information now.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email, and that email address is really the only email that you need. I know that when our client interview technician calls you, he or she will give you photos@localsplash.com. That would be for the photos team directly. You certainly can put that there as well, but the support email is really the only one that you need. We'll just forward it out to the right department. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, Gerald. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we're just about to go over in a voice verification will be provided for you in writing. All of those emails get sent out, but I do have to read the voice verification first. Because we are a Google Premier partner, it's required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, kind of outlines your service agreement. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Dunsmore, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, Gerald, for the sake of the recording this time, sir, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Yeah, Dunsmore Drywall.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Gerald, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Gerald Dunsmore, owner of Dunsmore Drywall.
And, Gerald, as the owner of Dunsmore Drywall, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And Mr. Dunsmore, for the billing information, that MasterCard in your name that you did provide, of course you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
That's correct.
Of course. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that is because it is our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Gerald, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Could we note that I would rather text messages or calls?
That was actually going to be my next question, and that would be from us as well as from your potential customer. Do you prefer text or phone calls?
Yes, both. Mm-hmm.
Text or phone preferred. Okay, perfect. We will use emails, but emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records.
Yep, and that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons we ask that. Obviously, with all the content we'll be creating for Dunsmore Drywall, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Gerald, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Dunsmore, that's fair enough, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We will do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And since no customers come to you directly, we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain required business documents in a timely fashion. It may include things like a business license, any pictures of, like just to kind of convince Google that you are a real active business in the local area. If you can send us things like photos of tools or equipment, photos of your work vehicle, anything like a business card. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Well, in the drywall industry, you don't need a license, but
right.
It is insured, and I do have workman's comp exempt form that would prove that I have a business.
That's all perfect. That's all great. And you're also going to get an email that's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but these things that we're talking about, that's definitely going to help us. And we do ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, as failure to do so might result in delays on the account. So do you agree to submit those things and those items in the first 7 days?
Yeah. And What do you need real quick?
So you're going to get an email. It's going to give you a list of things, but it's kind of like what we're talking about here. And it doesn't have to be everything on there. That's just kind of a suggested list, and as much as you can send our way does really help us just to expedite the process. But it'll be things like photos of tools or equipment, photos of your work vehicle. It will say photos of your business place, but obviously for service-based businesses, Google knows you don't have like a physical storefront. For that, it's usually fine with where you just park your work vehicle at home when it's not being used for work. Those are the types of things. And then again, you know, the proof of insurance and that type of thing, the workman's comp, anything that you have, you know, even, you know, when you registered your business with the city, that type of thing, that helps us to reassure Google that you're a real active business in the local area.
Okay.
Now,
with all
of the reductions in the costs that I was able to apply here, basically cutting the cost of the service in half, waiving the initial setup fee, including that website for you. This next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, Gerald. So there's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google and Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook paid ads are included at no cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven custom website. Again, that website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, typically, and I'm going to take a look here at the client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Typically, we'll be doing the client interviews first day, second day, third day, so if we can get it done today, that even expedites the whole process. Within the first 5 to 7 business days, that's when you have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all of the directories will be submitted and there's something for us to track. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 business days for us to create both the website and the Facebook ads. It's usually a little bit less than that. The Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website to be completed, and as long as we can get some photos and information from you, it might take us 7 or 10 business days to fully flesh out that website. Again, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of that website is included, so we can always make changes down the road. There's no cost for that. Days 45 through 60, that's when everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for both residential and commercial clients to find you. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, we'll continue to provide you with reporting, updates, optimization, and support. Now, of course, with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a fair chance and the time to really see the return on investment. The first month's going to be good. The second month is going to be even better. Of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. You may also pause the service, as I mentioned. If you cancel the service in the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. All that we request for you to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team. Contact them at least 3 days before your business, before your billing date, I should say. And that, Gerald, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dunsmore, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, what's the early cancellation fee?
So it's basically designed to make sure that you have the skin in the game to give us the opportunity to get you the best return on investment. Obviously, with first page placement on Google, we can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. Simply getting you Google verified takes maybe 5 to 10 business days. It's a diminishing, actually vanishing early termination fee. Every month that you pay the $199 for the search engine optimization, because the other $100 goes directly to Facebook, so the $199 goes off that early termination fee right now. So instead of $597, it drops down to $398. Next month, it'll drop down to $199. You keep the service for 3 months. There's no termination fee whatsoever. We've done that because we know that once our clients give things the opportunity to work, they see the return on investment, they end up keeping the service long term. You can't plant a seed and expect to harvest the fruit the next day, but if you take good care and good time, you know, that tree is going to bear fruit for many, many years. So that's kind of what we're looking for here. A working relationship where it's beneficial for everybody involved.
Okay, so the charge today per month is
$299. It's exactly $299. Will only ever be exactly $299. There's never going to be even a penny more for anything else. We do have other services we might offer you down the road, but for this package, it's exactly $299. We're never going to charge you more than that $299 unless we speak with you and you say you want to add something like, you know, Google pay-per-click ads, or if you wanted to increase your Facebook ad spend. But we'd always be speaking with you before we make any changes to anything. Right now, as the voice verification indicates, it will bill for exactly $299 only on the 5th of the month and not a penny more.
Okay, so if I keep it for 3 months, there
you
wouldn't
can cancel
be
it
any
anytime. There's no fee. There's no cancellation fee for any reason. No questions asked, fees involved, or anything like that at that point in time. Now, as far as the website goes, if you do cancel our service outright, you know, obviously any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to see it. You know, we can continue to simply host your website for you for, I think it's $29 a month. That includes some updates as well, changes to the content. So we can either continue to simply host your website for you for that modest fee, or we could transfer the domain over to you. And now, as far as the Google and Bing listings, we'll set those up with you as the owner and with us as the manager. So as long as you're an active client, we do have access to that. We can add photos, you know, put in a weekly blog post and things of that nature. But if you stop using the service with a click, you can rescind that managerial access. You would still be the owner of those Google listings and the Bing listing. I've talked to business owners, and I'm talking to them about their very real active business, and I say, Google has you marked as permanently closed. They says, oh, well, I work with brand rep, and then I canceled, and then now they have me marked as closed, and I don't have access to it. We don't do that. I mean, everything we do, because we're a Google partner, has to be by Google guidelines. So, of course, like I said, you'll have access to that Google listing, even if you do stop using the service down the road.
Okay. All right. Good.
Now, I'm taking a look here at that client interview calendar. Now, we schedule by the hour, but the call typically will only take about 40, 45 minutes, something like that. Let me see what's available today. And you don't even necessarily need to be in front of a computer for that call. It's kind of basic off the top of your questions regarding your business. Ooh, it looks like we're booked out for today. So we'll be looking to tomorrow. The earliest available would be 11 o'clock. The last one, let me scroll all the way down. Last one would even be as late as 6 o'clock. This is Eastern time. Basically, every hour or almost even half hour in between, we have openings. So would you want something as early as 11 o'clock, as late as 6 o'clock, somewhere in the middle?
Let's do 11, as early as 11.
11. So we'll give you that first available. The 10 o'clock's already been booked out for all slots, but the 11 o'clock is what we're going to do here. Now at 10 o'clock, though, you are going to receive a reminder email, kind of a automated email reminding you that your client interview is scheduled at 11. And before I get off the phone here, I'm going to send you a calendar reminder to the updated email address. And that reminder is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It's a calendar invite. And then, oh, I wanted to ask you also, are you wanting to be listed like Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be found online?
You can do from Monday to Saturday.
Okay, Monday to Saturday. Same hours for Saturday?
Let's see. Yeah, what have we got those hours listed as?
Oh, I don't have anything yet. Is it 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Let's do... 8 to 5 is fine.
8 to 5. Okay, so we'll have Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, closed on Sunday. And then are you taking anything other than cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, credit card, Cash App?
I'm not set up for any cash apps or anything like that. It's usually just,
checks, you know, or just cash?
Yeah,
cash and check.
Yeah.
Cash and check.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And then you should have received the automated email, and it generates a text message as well. And like I said, you might have gotten all three. Let me refresh and see what the system has sent out to you. So you got the three initial emails. One is the you got the one sent yesterday by CJ. You got the welcome email. The welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. The welcome email is where you can find your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system won't be active for a couple of days. We'll do your client interview later today, or actually tomorrow, I should say. And then it takes us a couple of days to get everything set up. Your username is actually set in our system, so you cannot change it, but we've made it your phone number, so it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, parentheses. So your username is 765-749-5122. Your default password is BearViews, TheReVIEWS, all lowercase, no space. You can find that information on the welcome email, but you can change that password as often as you'd like. You have not yet received the one that's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, but we talked about that one, and like I said, any of the things that we talked about, you can send our way in the next 7 days or so. You did also receive one that I actually do want you to open up. It's the Local Splash Initial Invoice. This is the one with the link to the written terms and conditions. So if you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Gerald, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that email and maybe even those two words, click here?
Yeah, confirm signature.
Correct. You have to click the three boxes first. The first one is to allow us to send you SMS, which is text through the phone or through the computer, one that you authorize that you hold and sign of the card, and then the other one that you acknowledge the payments are automatic and recurring, and then type in or copy and paste Gerald Dunsmore. It likes, I think, the G to be capitalized. The D doesn't necessarily have to be. But once you've got that, click the confirm signature. That does a couple of things. Lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we've included your website. It will also allow us to do the NAPW audit, the initial one, to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next screen and actually prompts you to log into your tracking system, which you do not have to do. As I mentioned, it's not active yet. But let me know when you see that next screen.
Let's see. Okay, let's see. Then I go down here to signature.
Yeah,
type in
your name. If you're on your smartphone, turning it sideways, landscape mode would have everything pop up a little higher, makes it a lot easier to access. But once you type in or copy and paste Gerald Dunsmore into the click here and type your name box, then click the confirm signature box.
Okay, did that. Got that done. Oh, I missed the box here. Okay, there we are. Okay. Now, activating here. Okay. Username is...
Yeah, so it is prompting you to log into your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. So, Gerald, you actually don't need to do that next step right now.
Okay.
When your tracking system is live, we'll notify you by text and email. We'll remind you again what your username, which is your phone number, your password, which you can change as much as you like. But other than that, you're all set and squared away here. If I am in between phone calls tomorrow at 11 o'clock when our client interview technician calls you, I'll be able to jump on that call as well to introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I'll try to keep my phone line open. If I am on a call when they're ready to call you, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Other than that, though, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I'm excited, especially since we talked back in June and July of last year. I'm excited to get this going for you, get a website out there where people can find it on their own, get those quality calls coming your way. Really looking forward to earning your business. And I definitely appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully, I will be able to say a quick hello to you tomorrow. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Gerald. You're kind, you're patient. You make me laugh. I appreciate that. I don't get all that on every phone call, as you can imagine. Sometimes I get none of that. So it's always good to speak
with you. Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Respectful of my time, and you certainly have been.
What was your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul, yeah.
All righty, Gerald. All right. You have a great rest of the day. We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.
You too. Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye.